If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, not for Mr. Cam Brent over there, Ole Miss basketball guard. I'm inside the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss sports, including basketball, in the NIL name, image, and likeness space than Riverland Roofing. So our thanks to them. Cam Brent and the Ole Miss basketball Rebels are headed to Atlanta this week. The first Sweet 16 appearance since 2001, only the second in school history. They've matched the greatest accomplishment in school history, getting to the Sweet 16, and Cam Brent has been a part of it the whole time, and also a pretty special moment for him after they got their berth. But first and foremost, Cam, you're coming off of practice, man. How are you? How's practice been in the preparation for Atlanta, right?
Good. Yep. Everything's been good. So we've been going at it, you know, all day, whether it's been on the court practice or in the film room. Get means knocked out and stuff like that. Individual players doing, you know, their daily processes, whatever they have to do. Just trying to get ready for this weekend, man, so we can, you know, hopefully get to this Elite Eight and keep on moving forward and keep advancing, just trying to keep making history, you know, but everybody's locked in and ready to go.
What's been the biggest difference with Chris Beard from your time in this program and seeing what he's done to get Ole Miss to this place? Again, matching the single greatest accomplishment in Ole Miss history, basketball history, making the Sweet 16. What's been the difference? How has Chris Beard been the difference?
I'd say just the overall culture, and it starts off the court, just making sure, you know, you got the right guys, just the right guys for the community. You know, Oxford's a great place, so you obviously want the right guys, you know, off the court and away from the facilities. And then on the court, too, you know, just on the court culture, we pride ourselves on our togetherness as a group. You know, we all feel like that we have a pretty tight-knit group. Everybody loves each other and everybody's plays for the next man beside them. And just that, and just simply coming to work every day, like we show up every day ready to work. Everybody shows up ready, you know, just looking, you know, craving to get better, looking for different ways to get better, whether it's on the court or in the weight room or film with the coaches or even treatment and stuff like that. So just the small things and the small minor details that I think he came in and really tuned it up.
Well, when I went to his office, me and Jared Ivey, Ole Miss football player, went and did an Ivy League at his office. And I walked in there. The man's got black walls. He's got Tupac and Biggie on the walls. He's a different kind of cat. What is Beard like? Not just, you know, you see him and the passion that he has on the sideline and what he means to y'all as far as a basketball coach, but the culture, like you said, it's off the court as well, right? Like, what is he like away from basketball or just building that team chemistry and being that guy that y'all can go to and talk to, you know, that's heading up the whole thing?
Right. Yeah. So he's probably the first coach that I've ever ran into that's done just like an exceptional job of like building a relationship with his players. And that's why I feel like he kind of sets himself apart from everyone else, because like, and it was noticeable from day one too. Like, we do all these types of things in the summer that have nothing to do with basketball, where a lot of people in a lot of programs might think it's like useless or a waste of time. But like, he's constantly making us do it, whether it's go bowling and have competitions or like cornhole days or just like, you know, a bunch of random stuff that just makes you bond off the court and spend times, you know, that's still centered around competition. So I feel like he does that. And then he does a good job too of like he'll randomly like just, you know, any day up and just call you and just have a regular conversation with you and stuff like that. So just doing stuff like that. Now, as a player, you're just all the more comfortable than, you know, to just walk in his office and talk about anything, whether it's basketball or not about basketball.
Well, Ken Brent, like I said, has been with Ole Miss basketball for the last 4 years, four seasons, I should say.
I've been in 3 years.
CBS got it wrong. I said that, Cam, because I've been covering you for a minute. So yeah. I'm like, hold up a second. That seems a little long.
I was able to earn my degree in 3 years.
Look at you, man. What'd you get a degree in?
MDS, so multidisciplinary studies, but I have my minors kind of focus on what I'm trying to get into, which is like some sports management stuff and maybe some coaching. So I have my minors in sports management, recreation and stuff like that.
Congratulations on your free education. Yeah!
What was that moment? Because already big enough, right? Ole Miss people, everybody celebrating, and then you personally getting that. What was that like for you, man?
Yeah, it meant a lot, too. Just knowing that, you know, I've had to come in every day just with, honestly, obviously, it's a blessing to be a part of the team, but honestly, just with no real, you know, financial backing up on the front end, just coming in every day, still having a good attitude and, you know, working as hard or even harder sometimes as the other players. So just, it was good to kind of just, you know, have that full circle moment and just have it, see everybody's face around me and see how happy that they were for me. That was probably the best part of it.
Malik about knocked you over, though, when he was celebrating. He came in pretty hot, you know?
Yeah, so that's probably what I enjoyed most, just seeing how everybody else was happy for me. So that's what was enjoyable for me.
Well, Malik said after the win over number 4 Alabama, that's what's so crazy about this team, man. It's like if you look at the resume, it's the greatest resume for the postseason NCAA tournament in Ole Miss basketball history. The non-con was that strong. You beat 2 top 4 opponents for the first time ever in a single season in Alabama and Tennessee. And after Alabama, Malik comes out and says, I think we're a Final Four team. Here you are 2 wins away from being a Final Four team. When did you think that this team had the potential to do this?
I would say I thought the team had the potential to do it during the exhibition scrimmage versus Illinois. So before the season even started, because once I saw that we were able to, you know, beat a team like Illinois, even though a lot of people might not have known, I think they made it to the round of 32, but they were a good team. At the time, I think they had like three guys projected to get drafted. 2 of them were projected in the lottery. So taking a team like that, and even though it's not a real game and it's a preseason exhibition, but, you know, beating them by 30 points, you can't ignore that. So that was kind of the first where I said, yeah, we got something here. And, during the non-conference when we played, the Louisville game on the road, obviously going in there, handling them, by 20, 30 points was big. And the Colorado State win, too. A lot of people didn't really know how good Colorado State was all year. I think they just got knocked out last round, but they were like a buzzer beater away from making it to the Sweet 16 as well. So the way we approached that game, you know, you look at 3 games like that where you win by 20 or more. I feel like you look at it and say, man, we might have something.
Beat BYU, almost beat Purdue. All these are teams. These are NCAA tournament teams. And again, you've been such a big part of that culture. You mentioned you've been here 3 years. CBS said 4, but they were wrong because, you know, again,
yeah.
The local media folks. I'm just saying, 3 years you've been at Ole Miss. That means you got the last year of Kermit. It was, and this isn't a knock on Kermit. I love Kermit to death. But the point is like that last season was so bad. That's 3 SEC wins. It seems like it ain't going anywhere but down, right? Chris comes in, completely overhauls the roster. But to see how Ole Miss basketball has grown, right, that unique perspective that you have. Like Sean Padula and Malik, these guys only know a Sweet 16 appearance at Ole Miss.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, you've seen the growth, man. Where has it grown the most, do you think?
I would say the attendance. So even when I came on my visit, because I was able to have some conversations through with Kermit, like even before. Before I even came to be a walk-on, I was actually able to come down on an unofficial visit because I was kind of weighing through some options, through some scholarship options I had at the time, like some low major D1s and a couple of D2s and some NAIAs and some JUCOs and whatnot. And so I came down on a visit just to kind of see, you know, if it was something I really wanted to do. And I think the game I came was they were playing Vandy at home on senior night. I believe, and they ended up losing on a buzzer beater, I think. But and at the time, my trainer had brought me on the visit. So we were there, and we probably got there about 30 minutes before the game, and nobody was there. Mm. And then 20 minutes, then 15 minutes before, then 10 minutes before. And I looked at it, I was like, man, where the people at? Like, nobody coming to the games? At the beginning of the year, we had some home games, but a few people at the game. The crowd was better than it was before then. Obviously, at the time, you know, we still had some life earlier on in the season, in that non-conference season, and then advancing in the SEC play. It kind of was what it was at that point. So, you know, just the attendance and seeing, you know, coming to the games and not many people are in the stands, and the game's kind of dead almost. And just to, you know, now, like, where we're selling out games and, you know, I got all kind of people asking for tickets. Mm. And I look at it as a good problem, man. You know, it's just shows you, like, where we started from and where we're at now, especially. And the defining moment of that was kind of that Tennessee game, man, that last senior night game, and just the court storm and just seeing all the different people, like, it looked like there wasn't a seat available in the house. So that's probably been the biggest, you know, place of growth that I've taken notice of.
And it looks like you're going to have a good crowd of Ole Miss people in Atlanta too, like the way it looks like with tickets. I think Ole Miss fans are ready to show up and show out.
I think they are too, so hopefully, you know, the team is ready to show up and return the favor and show out as well.
Michigan State is a blue blood. Now listen here, I'm gonna make you feel old. You a young buck. Don't let the baby face fool you, Cam Brent. All right, don't let it fool you. I was watching in 2001 when Mateen Cleaves beat us as a Michigan State's point guard. So now I got a little PTSD. Y'all played Michigan State. You know, I'm thinking Mateen Cleaves, Tom Izzo. What's the matchup like? Y'all been watching them a little bit. What do you see from this team? And what kind of challenge will it be for you guys? Obviously, it's going to be challenging. You're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, and you just kind of got to embrace it, man. From here on out, man, it's going to be a battle. You know, ain't no running or looking for an easy opponent. There's no easy way out from here on to the rest end of the season. So you just kind of have to embrace it, man. But I see a team that's really disciplined. I see a team that's not really a great 3-point shooting team. But I see a team that's really good in transition. They get out and they get up and down the floor, and they got some depth too. So I think they're averaging like 50 points or so. Off their bench production, so that's probably the best in the country. I would think as far as like bench contribution. So I see a deep team, a team that's got some big men that they rotate in and out. It'll be a pretty tough task, but I think we'll be ready. But overall, man, I think they just find themselves on discipline, defense, rebounding, and you know, just utilizing their depth as a team.
Now, I went as far as I could without asking, but for real, though, how much that Tim Doyle stuff piss y'all off?
Man, I know everybody's upset with Tim, but I'm happy he did it because I said, man, Tim might be the reason we made it this far.
Well, see, then Andy Katz comes out and rolls out his rankings for the 16 Sweet 16 teams.
And he had us like 16.
Yes, he did. So I'm just saying, the motivating factor is still there for you guys. If y'all need to keep getting some bulletin board material, just holler at Ben. I'll just, you know, text y'all a few other things.
I'm kind of the guy. I'm using pretty much on top of all that stuff. So anytime I see it, I just throw it right in the group chat.
Yeah. Okay. So when you announced that Tim Doyle had called y'all frauds, how did that go over?
Man, I mean, we saw it. Everybody read it. I think I sent it in the group chat like early that morning. So, you know, everybody saw it. And then we actually went to practice. We had a water break in practice, and then, you know, coach was kind of coach played the video back to us early in practice, just to kind of remind us. So, like, you know, it was definitely taking attention for it.
Well, one of the last things, and I'll let you go. My guy John Riley on the bench. He's kind of having a moment here in the NCAA tournament. His towel waving is both next level, and he knows when to pop, right? He knows when that towel needs to be waving. What kind of influence is it? Like, because, again, that speaks to the culture, right? I mean, it's all y'all. It's the strength coach with the towel. It's Brian Berg. It's Al. It's all y'all guys involved in this. But that kind of camaraderie, what does that kind of show just about who y'all are in the faith and kind of all in togetherness that y'all have?
Yeah, I think he's kind of like the engine, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's something that he's the backbone. He's something we dependent on, you know, he's just so important. Just not even, you know, we're now not even talking about what he's doing for the team, you know, strength and conditioning wise, you know, to our bodies to, you know, have us in this great shape and great strength and in a good position, but just the what he does on the bench as far as, like, you know, his consistency, using his voice and being a motivator, or, you know, if somebody's in a dark place, you know, saying the right thing to them to, you know, keep them level headed. Mm-hmm. And obviously the towel waving, man. So, you know, and one thing about it, man, like, I know a lot of people, it may stick out in times that we're doing good. But, man, if you go back and look at games that we lost, man, it might be 10 seconds on the clock and we're down 20, man. If we make a good play, he's still over there waving the towel. So, you know, it's nothing fake about it. Like, it's just straight consistency.
Who started calling you Muggsy, like Muggsy Bogues, the 5'5" point guard?
Yeah, so,
Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
So this is probably like the second practice of the beard era. We had, so the first day he called me Cam, but the problem was we had two Cams. So Cam Barnes was on our team last year, who's at Illinois State now. He was like, man, one of y'all got to get a nickname. And then that's when Beard was like, he actually asked me, he was like, do you got any nicknames? I was like, nah, I don't have any. Cam is my nickname because my full name is Cameron. So he was like, all right. And then like 2 minutes later, he was like, Muggsy Bowes.
Did you go look it up? Did you know Muggsy already?
Yeah, I kind of knew who he was a little bit. I'm not going to even fake it. Like, I didn't even watch him a whole lot growing up. But like I had followed him on Instagram and I was aware of who he was just because, obviously, you know, he's the shortest player to ever play in the NBA. So.
And he was a bucket.
I tell a lot of people this too. Like, I'm a bucket too. So offensively, I think we neck and neck. But I think where he got me at was on the defensive end. Man, my defense isn't quite where his is. So yeah.
It's interesting. You mentioned, like, you had all those opportunities, those scholarship opportunities at lower levels. Why Ole Miss? Why decide to walk on?
Man, because honestly, just my career that I want to get into, man. I don't know if I want to be a coach or like a sports NBA agent or, you know, obviously an agent for professional athletes. But I knew that I, you know, I was kind of in a good spot with basketball. I was kind of pleased with what I had done at the point. You know, I finished off my high school career, my senior. I had a really, really strong senior year. Broke a lot of records. I think I tied Monte Ellis's 3-point record, like single game Mississippi record. One night, I think I hit 12 in a game.
And
I had obviously ending with the state championship and stuff. I was kind of like, man, you know, I feel accomplished with everything I've done up to this point with basketball. I was like, but, like, you know, I need to kind of start thinking about what I want to do, you know, eventually after. So that was just when I had played against a lot of people that were committed to Ole Miss at the time. And then we came to Oxford. I think that Oxford High School had like a Thanksgiving Classic, and I came down. I think I had like in the high 20s against Oxford, and then we played another school the next day where I had like 30 or 20 in the high 20s, and so I had a really good showing there. And then state championship and a couple 30-40 point games, man. It was, and when Kermit offered it to me, it was almost like a no-brainer. So I was like, man, yeah. And then I kind of could sense where things were going with, like, the NIL era and stuff. I was like, man, if I go up there and just be me, eventually, you know, I'll find a scholarship.
Mm-hmm. And you got one. He got offered the free – or told about the free ride as he's smacking the name Ole Miss on a Sweet 16.
No doubt.
Again, something that little Ben would have never, ever thought he'd get to see again. And here Ole Miss is going to Atlanta for the Sweet 16. Ole Miss is one of the last 16 standing. It's still great to hear it come out of my mouth. I'm not going to lie to you. Excited.
Yep,
you mentioned Monte Ellis. See, now again, I'm going to date you. Monta Ellis, I'm here in New Albany, Mississippi, Riverland Roofing Studios. He whooped us after my y'all went to Ole Miss. We were a good basketball team. We played Lanier. Yeah, Lanier and New Albany played that senior year. And my best friend, Kratz, Cam, he did had the best defensive performance he could have. Monte dropped 50.
Monte Ellis had 50 points for anybody, man. So tell him don't feel bad. I think he had like a 70 point game on somebody.
I honestly thought like Monte was gonna be Allen Iverson in the NBA, and he had a good little run.
And what's crazy, he had a good run, man.
But then again, when you talk about some of the greats in Mississippi, don't forget about my man Cam Brent, because he's got an incredible story. He's had an incredible career at Ole Miss. And one of the stories that you do not need to forget is Ole Miss goes on this unbelievable, unforgettable run through the NCAA tournament. Cam Brent, Ole Miss basketball guard, thank you, my friend, for coming on. And I hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you for having me.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.